All right, now it is time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the Mets did
school today.
It's back to school today. That's right.
We were off last week.
Spring break.
Not much of a spring break. Practice every day.
I was going to say, for coaches, it's not much of a break.
No.
So one of the major stories at MajorLeagueBaseball.com was once again the Mets screwing up with DeGrom, finding a way to lose to the Phillies.
Yeah. Do you like money?
Do I like money? I like money, but I'm not over-enthused with money, but I like it.
You're weird. Everybody likes money.
Yeah.
I got a good investment for everybody listening.
All right.
You ready for it?
All right.
Now that gambling's legal, okay, every time DeGrom pitches for the Mets are gigantic favorites. Gigantic favorites, agree?
Yeah.
So you get anywhere from 2.5 to 4.5 to 1 on your bet. So if you put up 100, you win anywhere from 250 to 450. If you lose your 100. What's DeGrom's record been the last 2 years? 500 at best, right?
Yep.
For the best pitcher in baseball. You can't lose. You have to win. If he loses 10 games, you lose $1,000, okay? If he wins 10 games, you lose $1,000. He loses 10 games, you win an average of $3,000. It's a no-brainer. You can't lose.
Right. You're right.
You can't lose. The guy has an ERA of just over a half, and he doesn't have a win. He has like 24 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he doesn't have a win. The Mets stink. The Mets are terrible. Lindor's fully caught Metsitis. He's hitting .160. Beat the Mets.
Step right up.
What an embarrassment. How could DeGrom live with himself being a Met?
He has a long-term contract with him, too, doesn't he?
I know.
Yeah.
I thought he was smarter than that. My goodness.
Yeah.
And the Yankees aren't much better.
Well, no, the Yankees are...
They were lucky to pull one out last week and salvage a game against the mighty Devil Rays,
yeah,
or Tampa Rays, or whatever they're called now.
Tampa.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays will always be. Hey, did you watch... did you see that play in the Braves game?
No. Which play are you talking about?
The one that decided the game.
No, I didn't see it.
It's by far the worst call in the history of baseball. By far the worst call in the history of baseball. You seen it live. Guy came home. The catcher had the left side of the plate blocked. Darno, the guy that used to be a catcher for the Mets. And the way that the play transpired, the Phillies player was coming home, slid, hit DeArno's foot or knee, and his leg missed the plate. He did like kind of like a little bit of a pop slide where you put your foot down and you come up. Well, he was sliding, his foot hit the catcher, and his foot came down outside of the plate. And you saw it full speed. You saw it. You were like, wow, looked like he missed the plate. The umpire called him safe. They slowed it down, broke it down, showed you all different kinds of angles. He missed the plate by 6 feet. They didn't overturn the call. Phillies win 7-6. Braves lose by that run in the top of the ninth inning.
Wow.
By far the worst call in the history of baseball. If you could think of any call in baseball you thought was bad, this is worse.
And with replay yet. And
yes.
With replay.
Replay slowed down, blown up, different angles. The idiots got it wrong again.
I'll have to Google that and look at
it. Oh, you'll see it, and you'll agree with me 100%. 100%. They call it, the Extra Stupid People Network calls it a controversial call.
Just
have the stones to call it the worst call you've ever seen. Don't use the word controversial.
Or blown.
Use worst.
Or blown call. Or
oh my God!
I'm going to Google it as soon as I get off the air this morning.
When the Phillies retired the Braves in the bottom of the inning, all the people in the stands just stayed there and continued to boo, and they were right. It was terrible.
Right.
It was so blatant. Oh my God! It's so bad.
In hockey, the Islanders and Rangers split their 2 games that they played back-to-back.
Yeah, well, one team's going somewhere and the other one's not.
Yeah. I don't understand. I just don't understand, though, the scheduling of the National Hockey League is this year.
They're limited to play the teams in their division.
So
to alleviate travel, they put all these games together. I think it's the Islanders. They play the Rangers like four times in 2 weeks now.
It's just, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is dumb. It really is. Why can't they travel around? They're not traveling with anybody. They have their own planes. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, other than that, let's see what else is up there.
Hey, who won the Masters? That guy used to play for the Yankees, right?
For the first time in history, a Japanese player won the Masters.
Wasn't he the outfielder for the Yankees?
Hideki Matsuyama.
Hideki Matsuyaki, right?
So, first time ever. So now the Masters has had a black American win, and now a Japanese American. They're just becoming a regular old country club.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you're not called a fan when you go to a golfing event and you're called a patron, you know you're in the wrong place. How'd you do in racing this weekend?
We're doing real good. There was a couple of scratches in the Giants Causeway, the turf sprint, but we still came up with the winner, Change of Control, who was 12-1 before a gate scratch. Went down to 8-1 and got the job done for. So that was a handsome payoff. And then in the Lexington, my top pick against the favorite, Unbridled Honor, ran second, and he didn't get beat by the favorite. He got beat by an 18-1 shot. Unbridled Honor was 20-1. So we ran second in that race with a 20-1. And then of my two picks in the last race, which was the Jenny Wiley, we liked Michelin and Juliet Foxtrot. Juliet Foxtrot came up with the win. And I heard something about Michelin that I didn't know before the race. The horse is claustrophobic.
Huh.
When this horse travels, they build him his own stall with a roof and everything. They build him an extended stall. He doesn't like being around horses. So when he broke and having the one post, he couldn't avoid being around horses, and he couldn't get outside of horses, so that kind of like explains his run. But I've never heard of it before. Horses claustrophobic, and they go to extreme measures to make sure that this horse has things that he needs to feel comfortable. And the big favorite in the Arkansas Derby went down in flames on Saturday. So my advice for people in the Kentucky Derby, play your birthdays, play your anniversaries, play your lucky numbers, because it's going to be a whopper. I had the winner of the Arkansas Derby too, by the way, but I didn't give that out. You know, you can't give out everything.
keeps all those secrets close to home.
Yeah, but I had 2 18-1 shots in 2 days in a row at Keeneland, Thursday and Friday. I had the 8-1 that was less because of the scratch. 20-1 ran second. Then yesterday I hooked on two horses. One was 25-1, one was 60-1. Bet them both to win. They both ran second. Yeah, Keeneland's been very nice to me so far. Sorry to see it go in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, we'll check with you on Friday, unless something major comes up in the meantime.
Yeah, but check that play out.
I'm going to as soon as we get up there.
If you don't think it's the worst call in baseball history, I'll send you a pizza pie.
All right, I'll check it as soon as I get off the air.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.